Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello, dear listener. Thank you so much for downloading this podcast. This would not be spouting out in your ears if it weren't for our fabulous sponsors. Indulge me for just a few seconds, please. Thank you to 34sp.com. They are web hosters. Oh, and also, if you use the code TLNA, you get 3 months free at 34sp.com. Big up the Gregorian! Richard Gregorian, of course, gelaw.co.uk. We're giving away some prizes at the moment on the show, and he paid for them. So thank you very, very much indeed. James and Mark Sommers from SommersWasteSolutions.com, the one-stop place for all of your waste needs. They can save you money, and here's the thing, they can probably make your company greener as well. SommersWasteSolutions.com. And finally, Nick and Zeus and the team at Poseidon Safety Management. Check them out on Twitter at Poseidon Safe. They're getting a little bit fruity on there. I suspect they'll be booted off at some point. They are making Devon and Cornwall safer. Ladies and gentlemen, on with the show. Spamalot is saying that he has 109, he wants to give 109 subs. I don't understand why, I don't believe it, but I don't understand why you can't do it. You've not even subbed. You've not even subbed, which makes me suspicious. So I don't, you can't sub 109 people, but you can sub like 25 people at a time. So that would take 5 goes. So I don't understand why that's a problem. You can sub 100. Okay, sub 100. Try subbing yourself, Spamalot. Try subbing yourself.
And about spam sounds fishy.
It sounds, spam sounds very fishy. Spam, sub yourself. And then do one sub 100. Let's see, spam. Sub yourself now. You've got to sub yourself before you can gift. So sub yourself, Spam. Let's see it. Run, run, Jim. Thank you for the sub. Spam is going to sub himself right now.
In front of everyone.
Here we go. We're going to see it. Is Spam Kit Boga? Could be. So Spam is going to sub. Here we go. Wig, wham, spam. This is exciting, guys. This could, we could be getting rich, or we could be getting scammed by spam.
This is high octane twitching right now.
Really is very, very. We're up there. I enjoyed that. I was listening to that conversation. I enjoyed that conversation.
Oh, I did too.
Come on, Spam. Let's see that. Let's see that little sub sub. Let's see. Let's get your little sub out. I'm going to move. 1111. That goes right up there if I do that. Was that loud for you? I'm so sorry.
It I can hear you over modding. It wasn't too loud.
1111. For some reason, Zoom takes over the Supercursters subscribed. Still no subscription from Spam. Go on, Spam-a-lot. You can sub.
I don't think we're going to get any spam.
I'm very suspicious.
I used to love a bit of spam, mate. It's disgusting now, isn't it?
Spam's gone AWOL. I got a tin of spam that Paul Ross gave me.
Did you keep it?
Yeah, I've got it.
I think he gave me like spicy spam or something.
Sinjin is raiding. Thank you, Sinjin. Let's get a shout out for Sinjin. Sinjin, we're waiting because Spam is going to sub to us and then going to sub another 108 people.
Is one version of what is about to happen.
Yes.
The other version is...
is reality. Spam? Because Spam has been in the chat for ages going, I want to sub 109, guys. I can't give my money away. Barry Pickles, thank you for the sub. Everyone seems to be doing it a lot quicker than Wham Bam Spam. It's almost as if... it's almost as if it was bullshine. Spam?
I'm a bit worried about Spam.
I'm worried that Spam has bottled it.
He might have fallen over his
Okay, dumb mind. So going to try 108. It's not come up. No. Spam, you haven't subbed. You haven't subbed, mate. It's getting very close to a ban. It's getting very, very close to a ban. Barry Pickles has gifted a sub to Pajama Speed. Colin Hype has resubbed. Spam, egg, spam and spam. Lance has got the hashtag pray for spam.
More eyes, wham bam, thank you spam. Let's not thank him yet.
Mandy says spam, you're a sham.
The great spam scam, that's mine.
Spam is lying, says 6XKQQCKV. Glenn Smith has subscribed. Everybody's subscribing, Spam. Except you. I don't want, I don't want anybody to gift a sub to Spam.
No.
No, 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 no. Don't want anybody to gift a sub to Spam. I just got a feeling I had from the first time someone in the chat said, I want to give away 109 subs.
Seems a very arbitrary number.
Spam.
If it was 129 subs, then I would think, aha.
Spam? Can we help you, Spam? Are you there?
I think he might be a spam quitter.
Okay, I like that. That sounds like spam fritter.
Well, spam fritter his money away.
Yeah.
Well, there's something in that. And it's not that. I need to workshop it a bit more.
Spam? Don't want gifts. I've just subbed. You haven't. It's not showing up on my list of people who have subbed. And you don't have a little thing next to you.
I'm starting to lose faith in Spam.
Spam said he had over 11 grand in the Twitch account. Well, just give it to us via PayPal. I've given you the PayPal link. Give it to us via PayPal.
Spam.
Spam's a scam.
Spam. Does that money go to a different school?
You wouldn't know.
Play older.
Is it possible he's doing this for attention right now? He's getting a little boner. Yeah, possible. Wow. But I'm getting one as well.
So am I.
Spam, you haven't subbed.
Danny Dampy, Spammy, are you okay? Are you okay? Are you okay, Spammy? Okay, Spammy.
Spam. Spam Ewing. Okay.
Spammer Anderson.
Spam a little. Okay. Spam. Nice one for all the negative comments, but it's just come out of my bank.
Yeah.
Spam, you haven't subbed. So don't tell me you've subbed. You haven't subbed.
Is the bank Gringotts? Is it magic invisible money?
Damn, Spam.
It's fine. It's fine. If you haven't got it, just say it's fine.
Spam, it's absolutely fine.
You won't hold it against you.
You don't want to sub? That's fine. You don't want to sub.
Yeah.
Spams people. Okay.
Black Betty spam alarm.
Spam just needs my bank account details to confirm the transaction. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Spam okay. Nokia. I mean, that's pushing it a bit. Spam and deliver. It's a spam sham. Spam a lot. 20 says, I just spent £5.99 at iTunes message.
Okay, good story.
Spam, are you going to sub or should we get on with the show? Because we're kind of a bit busy.
Are we going to need to give you £2,000 in order for you to release the funds from the bank account that is from a defunct relative who held quite a responsible position in a faraway government? Is that what's going on? Because I've heard that one. They never gave me that money back.
Spam, are you there? Spam? This is just a stream with two people going spam, spam, spam.
Oh dear.
Spam is now getting angry. Spam says, I just have subbed FFS. You haven't.
Swearing doesn't make it true.
Spam, if you go to paypal.me/IanLee and you put the £11,000 in there, I will give you I'll give you VIP status for a week for free. I will do that. I will actually do that. Nightbot has timed out spam a lot. No.
What are you doing, Nightbot? Don't time out. We're about to be rich beyond our wildest dreams.
Nightbot has timed out spam a lot with the comment, only subscribers can post links. Even Nightbot is trolling spam a lot. Spam's in a jam. Spam should get VIP. Spam will get VIP if spam gives us the £11,000.
Very invisible purse strings. Cosmic Debris, Spam, is your real name Paul McCartney?
Maybe I miss that guy. Maybe he's DM the money on Insta Spam. That's possible. Yes.
Oh, my God. My cat doesn't believe you, Spam.
Spam. My chest still hurts from when I thought I had COVID.
Oh,
Spam. Everyone else. Oh, Pete. Oh, Pete.
What are you thinking?
I love it. Spam, are you going to sub or not?
No.
Are you going to sub or not? Spam.
Oh, my God.
Spam. Spam.
Spam.
Spam. Spam. I'm going to put, look, let me post the paypal.me/IanLee. Put the 11. Spam a lot has subbed.
Oh, here we go.
Spam a lot has subbed. I believe.
Get ready
spam.
To catch the coins, everyone.
Here we go. Come on, Spam. Let's get those 109 subs. Let's do it. 108 incoming. All right. We got one. Well done, Spam.
The chat has gone wild.
Stop spammer time. Well done. Well done. TYTD reviews. It hurts so much.
Samuel Jackson.
Spam, welcome. Welcome.
Aw.
Now, where are the other 108 subs? Come on, here we go. Here we go, Spam.
Check in the back of the sofa.
Spammy Davis Jr. Okay. It hurts my chest so much. Here we go, Spam. Here we go. Stand by your Spam. This is it. Here we go. I like Spam a lot. I'm enjoying Spam's contribution to the show. And this to me is the greatest 15 minutes.
Boring normal person. Choo-choo, Spam train has arrived at the station. Well, I think there might be a slight delay. Stand back from the platform before you. Mind the gap.
Roger says, if I was Spam, I'd gift all 108
one at a time. Oh, the rest of the show, Spam. I don't know why this is so funny, Catherine.
Well, okay. Here's that attention you ordered.
We've got another 108 promised.
Take it like a spam. Oh.
Spammy Glover. Okay. Right. Spam, I'm fucking trying. My name is Mark. I love Spam Benson. FFS Google me. What? My name is Mark. Oh, he's the guy that changed his name to Spam, isn't he?
Oh, well, don't be spending your money on us. You've got lunch and meat to order.
Spend it on getting... Oh.
Am I going to get a message now?
Mark, why?
Remember when we talked about spam for about an hour?
Okay. You can see this, right, Kath?
No, hang on. What have I got? Yes.
Well, your wedding day is one of the biggest days of your life, filled with the people you love the most.
And for Spam brand enthusiast Mark, I love Spam Benson, who legally changed his name last year as a declaration of his love for the brand. His wedding day meant including his favorite food as well.
For Mark, I love Spam Benson and his new wife, Anne. The best wedding gift they could receive was the chance to be the first couple to say I do's at the world-famous Spam Museum.
Have we? I do. We've been spammed. What I'm saying is, has he been employed by the spam people to get everyone to say spam? Because I've said spam about 50 times.
It's a spam advert. It's a spam advert.
We've all just played into your spammy hands.
In Minnesota.
Oh, I was overwhelmed at the time. So it was, I went for a quiet dinner with my then girlfriend on Valentine's Day in February. And then I got the big surprise on the night when all the press turned up and said, you're going to get married in the home of Spam and in the museum itself. So it was a dream come true, getting married to the love of my life in the place I love so much.
Who does he remind me of? He did a little eye look there.
Married to the love of my life in the place I love so much.
Who does he remind me of, Catherine?
Does he remind you of Lawrence that you used to work with?
No. It's not Russell Grant. He reminds me of someone.
To the love of my life.
He reminds me of someone who said they were going to send us 100.
I love so much.
Having a wedding that highlighted Spam was a no-brainer for Mark, since Spam...
I really do. It's working. Because I'm going to open that tin of Spam.
Don't. Well,
I'm opening that tin of Spam.
God.
Spammy Whammy One has followed. Now, hang on a minute.
Has always been a part of his life.
I mean, it all stems back to my granddad, who fought in World War II. And he used to swap rations with the American allies. And he got told of this new Spam ration that used to be given.
I've seen this guy before, actually, Spam.
And reading the letters, it was always then in our household from a little boy, and the traditions being kept.
Cheggers, that's it, exactly. Thank you. Yeah, Cheggers. Cheggers, rest in peace. Lovely man.
Done ever since to this day now, and that's where I fell in love with the brand.
And this may not have been the typical something old, something new that most brides dream of, but Anne loved the many
Elton John.
Personal touches that went into her Spam-themed wedding.
We had Spam flowers made from the labels, Mark's bow tie that's made from the Spam, and his handkerchief. It's just been an amazing day.
And the cake's fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah.
The cake's made of Spam.
Oh, God, can you imagine?
Talk about a wedding no one will forget. And we at Coffee with America want to be the first to wish you well.
Love it. That guy is desperately trying to work out
How to gift 108 for... Are you still... Spam a lot. I did try to ring Kath on Talk Radio. Rest in peace, Cheggers. Well, Mark, now we know it's you. That's great. Let's wait for those 108 subs to come through. Where have you got all this money from? From spam? Is this from spam? Are we? What's going on?
We're saying spam a lot.
So it's worked.
Yeah.
I might eat some spam.
I'm thinking about spam. I'm also thinking about what
thinking
it does.
Thinking about spam.
I am. I'm thinking about it quite a lot.
Dirty bear.
If you eat just spam, though, that's going to play merry hell with your guts, isn't it?
Can you open a tin and just eat spam?
I could, yeah. It's kind of greasy meat, though, isn't it? Are you? Oh, don't. Really? Ian? Uh-oh, I think the spam might have fallen on his head. He's muttering to himself. Ladies and gents, we're listening to a man opening a tin of spam. He's about to bring in here and put it on spam cam. Dearie me. If this is your first night joining us, yeah, it's pretty much this the whole time. It might not be spam, it'll be something else next time. 811 people watching a man, well, listening to a man in the kitchen getting spam.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Really? Brace yourselves, everyone.
I had my first ever pork pie given to me by Mike Reed.
Yep.
And this tin of spam given to me by Paul Ross.
Yeah, that's a celebrity spam can.
You are a god, Ian. I am. Has he given the rest of those subs, though?
No. Spam cam.
I can't change all the cameras at the moment. It's a pain. So I haven't had spam. It's worked. Are you going to do those 108 subs or not?
Ooh, spam reminds me of school.
Spam mukbang. Oh, it sounds like cat food.
I bet it does.
Spam is not vegan. Neither am I.
I mean, there's negligible amounts of meat in it.
Check the date on it. Well, it can't go off. It's in a tin, mate.
Oh, God. Is that coming out in bits? It should be solid.
End of November 2021. So screw you.
Oh, God, look at that.
Are you going to give the 108 subs?
You know, when you phoned me up earlier on and showed me the base of your foot where you've been doing a home Veruca treatment.
Yeah.
It looked a lot like that, Spam.
I mean...
Ugh. Oh, mate. That looks like flipping... That's filth. That should against TOS.
It's all right.
Looks like an orifice.
He says... Spamalot says, I'm fucking trying. They paid for wedding day and honeymoon in Hawaii, and I run Spam Appreciation Society. Well, where have you got the money to pretend that you can give us 108 subs? Where have you got that money from? From Spam? That's probably enough of that.
Yeah.
Right.
Your guts are going to be rancid. I'm so glad I'm not there.
Okay, I got a feeling he's trying to spend someone else's money. Is it Spam's money, Spam? Because if it's Spam's money, give it to us. If it's your money, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. He has only spent a fiver so far. Only. All of our subs are wonderful human beings.
And every fiver is valued. Ooh, mate. Look at the time already, and we've spent, I reckon, about 20 minutes talking about Spam. And I haven't said Spam for about 20 years. Oh, dear.
It's quite clarty.
Yes, it is.
It really does.
Here we go.
Mike. Come here. We need to talk. Mike, what's going on?
I'm okay, how are you two?
I'm all right. I'm not filling my face with basically offcuts.
I was worried that Spam Man was going to steal your crown.
Let him.
You are, let us say thank you to you face to face for, yeah? Yeah.
No need to. Honestly, I will not.
Okay, well, I'm not going to be a big thing, but you've given many subs. It is appreciated. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
How you doing?
I think I woke up with either nausea or vertigo this morning for the first time.
Oh,
I've never had it before. So when I woke up, I wake up early every morning anyway, and the room just started spinning. And it has ruined my entire day. I feel better now, but I was just wondering if either of you two had ever experienced anything like that.
I've only ever had too many Bacardi breezes to make a room spin. I've never had vertigo. You've had vertigo, haven't you, Ian?
Yeah, because everyone thinks vertigo is like being afraid of, you know, being up high, and it's not. It's like balance and dizziness and stuff. I have, but I don't really remember it, the closest I've come to that, Mike, and you do look a little bit grey. It looks like you've been through the wars today.
Yeah.
The closest I've come to that is a migraine where I'm out for a day or two, and you know, touch wood, I haven't had a full-on migraine maybe 3 years. I've come close to it, but I've not had a full-on one. But no, I've not had that. Is there anything... Is it the first time you've had that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's the first time I experienced it. I wasn't too sure what it was. So my girlfriend pointed me towards the NHS app and just filling loads of forms, loads of questions.
Yeah.
And it was pointing towards a stroke and then blood clots and then all of these sort of stuff. And I was like, well, it's not none of those. I'm quite healthy. It's you know, it's none of those things. And it didn't really clear up till this afternoon. But... It just ruined my entire day because I have my days planned. And I spent up until 2:30 in my bed just because every time I got up, The room just started spinning.
Mm. Yeah.
It's uncontrollable. Now, I've been in uncontrollable situations before with anxiety and depression, but it's I've always sort of known that's what it was, and there's always some sort of medication I could fall back to, or somebody to talk to. But when it's something that's is in your head, and there's something wrong, but you're completely clueless to it. And so I had my girlfriend on the phone. She was like, "Yeah, it sounds like vertigo to me," and also, it was very odd. And I'm always searching for questions. So the rest of the day's been searching for questions of what vertigo is, what's nausea, could it be due to migraines, and also because I had a COVID test on Monday, so I got my results today, so I know it's definitely not COVID.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it was just a case of right, well, that's the main one eliminated. What's the rest? And I was just actually curious as to see if you two had actually experienced anything like this. Because part of my job is understanding people's medical conditions. So at the moment, I'm doing a course which involves exercising for disabilities. And there's a whole range. There's not one person with a disability is the same as the next.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to sort of understand what it is they are as a person. Because a disability doesn't make a person. But what people will never understand is what that person's gone through, what their experiences are. So that's kind of why I've been listening to you guys and, some of the people's stories tonight.
It's been some good stories tonight.
Oh, brilliant tonight.
I just remember the only time I had vertigo was when I had a lumbar puncture, a spinal tap. And, I was out of action for a week. I sat to lie down, and every time I sat up, everything was going. That's the only time I've had it, and it's horrendous. I'm guessing inner ear. You looked at inner ear and all that kind of stuff. It's could be stress.
I don't think it is, because if anything, this lockdown's actually made me stress free. It's the least amount of stress I've had in the last 4 years.
Right.
I think the last 4 years has prepped me for this actual lockdown.
Yeah, I bet.
So it's not really affected me too much. It's actually pushed me to do things more.
Mm.
Obviously, within reason. But it's such a strange time. And that's part of the reason why I've been giving out subs. It's because I could do it, and I'm fine. And I will be fine financially. And I know a lot of people won't be. And I know your show gives people joy, gives me joy, gives me entertainment, it can be an emotional roller coaster. So it's just a matter of, okay, people might not be able to afford it. I can. So if, the other day when I did it, if it just makes one person smile and forget that they had a shit day, it's worth it. So, I don't do it for thanks. I just do it because the world is really shit at the minute.
Isn't it?
Yeah, really shit. and I've come from a shit situation, and I'm sort of at the end of the tunnel, but at the end of the tunnel is a big brick wall that's got COVID written on it.
Mm.
And unlike the last 4 years where I've had to struggle, we're all in the struggle together. So we can all help each other out in one little way. And it doesn't matter what it is. If you can just make someone smile for the first time that day, compliment somebody, just make the day, we've got this. We've got this. And we'll get through it. We've just got to you've got to be safe. Don't be stupid.
Well, wear a mask. Yeah, and that's really simple. But then you see idiots cutting up masks on viral videos, you hear about prime ministers and super injunctions, and you members of parliament that are being accused of rape, and the lies and all of this stuff. We're being led by cowards and self-serving cowards, and people think it's over, or they think it was bad during lockdown. You wait till we get to winter. If I went for a COVID test because I had a cold, Turns out I got a cold. Quite a bad one, but it's a cold.
I did the same.
And I went for a COVID test, right? This is September. You wait till October and November and December when everybody's got colds. Mm. And schools are going to be closing down year groups because five kids have got a cold and people... It's going to be an absolute nightmare.
I heard an advert on the radio today for just that. It was like, oh, I'm a builder, you know, I do my bit, you know, and wasn't feeling too good. So I went and got a test, and that's what you should do as well. And it's like, yeah, okay, but it's not as easy as it should be at this point. And we haven't even begun cold season yet.
No, I took actually a page out of Ian's book. I actually stopped listening to the news about a couple of weeks ago. And it's been brilliant. Don't get me wrong, I have been picking up the information I need to know from the right sources, not, you know, some D-ed on a Facebook page. it's like what you said as well, Ian. You know, when you had trouble the other day trying to get a test.
Yeah.
If they're struggling now.
Yeah.
Like you say, what's it going to be like in a month's time?
Yeah.
And, you know, I am half a mile away is the edge of Bolton.
Yeah.
So, and my dad lives on the far end of Bolton, and he lives literally on the rim of the area that's hit the most. And I was speaking to him today, and I said, please don't go out. And he was actually due to have a physio treatment that I referred him to. And I said, don't go. You can't go. He's in a lot of pain, but I just can't. He's 69, so he's bordering vulnerable age. And I said, you can't go. You can rearrange until it's safer to do so. And he wears a mask all the time, but he's a fit guy. But it's just not worth the risk at all to him or anybody else. And I understand that I really want to swear, but I know there's idiots. There's always going to be idiots now. That's the world we live in. We're run by idiots and we are surrounded by them. But I think it's nice to know also that there are a collective of people that are actually, you know, on the right level. Mm. And I think that's what this community is too. You will get the odd idiot. You just bin them. Just ignore
them. I can't though, Mike, because she... does the show with me.
Yours.
I would love to.
Us monks stick together.
Exactly.
Don't speak about my Kathy like that, you bastard.
Don't try playing us off.
Kick your fucking head in, you bastard.
It's like that thing of, I can say what I want about her, but that's my sister.
I've had the North-South divide since Brexit. I had a lot of my friends in the South going, oh, you Northerners, you know, it's all your fault that this happened. And I'm like...
Came from the down south.
Yeah. It's not our fault. And also the thing is with Bolton, the area with it's literally, if you look at the map of Bolton, it differs. On the outer fringes, it's not so bad. Towards the middle of Bolton, that's where it gets worse.
Mm.
But there's an area, and my dad's on the border of this, and it's a mainly white, middle-aged and over community. That's the highest. So all of this chat about, you know, minorities being an issue.
It's rubbish. When I was in Brighton, I could maybe saw three faces of colour. It was all white people walking around, close up, no masks. Nonsense, that whole, oh, it's the BAME community. It's because they live differently to us. Racist nonsense from the Tories.
I had to go into Bolton back in July. There were more white people not wearing a mask than Asian minorities, black minorities.
Yeah. Mike?
But this is the thing as well. They've got somebody to blame. They have to blame somebody.
Of course they do. It's always been the way, particularly of the Tories, but of any kind of political party, really. Blame them because they look different.
Well,
and...
they've been playing the look over there thing all week, haven't they?
Yeah.
Yep.
Going back to Brexit now.
Right. Mike, it's lovely to talk to you.
Bless you too.
I hope you wake up tomorrow and everything is all right.
Me too.
Unless I hope it was an anomaly. I can never say that.
An anomaly.
An anomaly.
Thank you, Mike. Touchy bye.
Spamomaly.
Spamomaly. Let's take a call. I'm enjoying this tonight. This is maybe you should never come back here.
Oh, I'm enjoying this tonight.
Oh, Jonathan.
Jonathan, turn off
spam,
your stream.
Spam Mammon's gone now.
Yes, I'm going to turn it off. Turn it off. Okay. You got me?
Got you. Are your you, voice.
Yeah, you got
there
me.
There he is.
Hey. So I am in Florida. And called in. In fact, I've been waiting for about an hour. But, you know, it's fine. I'm okay because I've been doing other stuff. Yeah.
Florida.
So I have a couple of topics. Well, three topics. I have a Russian blue cat.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And I think that particular breed, they're very, very unique, aren't they? Their behaviour is very, very different.
Well, mine's a British blue.
Right.
And so, yeah, and she's, she's her own woman. She doesn't do anything to please anyone else.
This is my girl at the back here. She's actually called Velvet. Just a coincidence, but she was born Velvet. So she's 2 years old, and yeah, she's lovely, yeah. But very, very much her own mind, you know. Yeah. She's very, very, very.
Will she sit on your lap? Will she?
No, she doesn't. She sits on my wife's. Like, yeah. I think she prefers women. I don't know. A lot of cats prefer women. I don't know if it's they send the female. You know, there's some kind of maternal.
I don't know. Mine goes
cats,
for men.
Cats prefer me. All cats prefer me.
Well, I don't know then. Yeah.
Tell you what my cat likes best of all. People that don't like cats.
Yeah, that's right.
They get husband. It. They get also, yeah, they get climbed on. They get brushed up against. She will not leave them alone.
I've started giving her this lickables stuff. And
yes.
She really likes the lickables thing.
Yeah, well, we do that. Licky licks, they're called over here.
Yeah.
I bought all them right. by accident. She loved them.
All right, another question. Unselfish love. I think you've mentioned this before, Kath. With a cat, you can have unselfish love, but is it possible for two adults to experience unselfish love, you know, a man and a woman, or two men?
Well,
does sex kind of make it impossible to be unselfish?
That's a really interesting one. That's a really interesting one. What you think that if someone's in a physical relationship, they've always got, they're always looking out for their own interests. Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, and also human beings, they tend to be possessive.
I see what you mean.
Certainly in our society, we're very possessive. Maybe in a difference, like if we were Buddhists, it wouldn't matter so much. But in
I've seen documentaries of people who seem to be in a relationship whereby they don't feel like the partner is a possession. And in fact, you know, they invite other people in and, but I can't see myself being in that kind of relationship. Ian.
Yeah.
Are you asking us to get involved in a swinging session with you? Because I'm up for it.
I never believe those documentaries. I always think there's one person who's more into it than the others.
That's right. Polyamory, I think is the technical term, isn't it? Polyamory or polyamory, it's usually two guys and one woman or vice versa. And it's usually one person, one of the relationships is dominant and the other one is like a side relationship. And it's kind of, you wonder what's in it for the third person because they're very, very submissive to the other two.
Yeah.
And it's like they're willing to, you know, they're willing to be the inferior partner. Yeah.
But maybe we're just seeing it through our biased, you know.
That's also possible, yeah. That's also possible. Ian, last night you were talking about addiction to pornography. And I wondered where you draw the line between, like, normal, if there is such a thing as normal porn use, and at what point does it become addictive?
When it is obsessive, when you're looking at porn more than you are having sex with your partner, when it becomes the thing that you think about a lot. Well, how would you define a lot? I don't know. I think it's different for different people. I think porn can be fun and can be useful and can be, can be great for some couples, and it can be great for single people, and it can be great for, you know, people that are in a relationship, you know, there's no shame if your partner goes to bed and you look a little bit of porn and not went out. Is that cheating? Probably not. But it's when it becomes obsessive, when it becomes...
it gets in the way.
You can't wait for your partner to go to bed and you're up for an hour, 2 hours looking at porn. When you
Go on. And if there's a bit of self-loathing involved, and if you're attracted to the aggression part of it, and, you know...
I wouldn't necessarily class that as part of the addiction. It depends how you feel. It depends how you makes you feel. If you're watching some porn and you knock one out and you finish and you go, oh, okay, that was a bit silly. That's probably not a problem. If you finish and you go and you're feeling guilt and shame, that probably suggests something is not right. But there is also a legitimate thing being involved in a sexual relationship where part of the game, the role play, is one person seemingly inflicts, you know, physical pain or shame on someone else. If that is consensual from both sides, that's not a problem. You know, then afterwards you can kiss and go, that was great, thanks very much. As long as you're not carrying that around with you. That can be a healthy sexual relationship. I don't think it's necessarily the nature of the pornography, unless you are, you know, you're driven further and further towards stuff that is illegal. Yeah. I just think it's the amount of time you give it headspace and your feeling afterwards is my interpretation. May I ask why you're asking that?
Well, when I was watching last night and you just mentioned it and I know that's something that I have struggled with and kind of the guilt issue because it's followed by guilt, I think that means you have to quit when you're feeling that.
I think there's a natural element of that for a lot of men. I don't know if women have the same thing, but for a lot of men, when they ejaculate after masturbation, it's quite common to feel guilty. Mm-hmm. To feel, oh god, what have I done? It's just a weird chemical reaction. I don't know if women feel the same thing, but I know that a number of men but porn is addictive, man, and the way porn is presented now on websites like X Hamster and Pornhub, it is addictive. It was addictive when you would get a copy of Escort or Razzle or Men Only, but it wasn't. It's like we were talking to Roger the other day about those games on your mobile phone where it's short hits. It's very short hits and adrenaline rushes and you go, oh, I want a bit more. The way Pornhub is presented, you've just got all these categories and then you've got all of these pictures of all of these, everything you can imagine. And so you click on one and it takes you to what you think is the perfect scene. And 30 seconds in, you're looking down and going, oh God, that one looks better. I'm going to click on that one. You go there. You're at 60 seconds, you're into that, and you see another one. You go, oh shit, no, that's... And you just keep going. One just keeps going and going. I've only ever had that when I've been on cocaine.
Yeah.
That falling into this, I need more and more and more. If I look at those sites now, and I tend not to, but I do. If I look at those sites now, I'm generally okay looking at one, two, three things. If I feel my attention going on the third thing, I think actually this is not healthy. I'm gonna put this away. I don't want to spend all night. You know, I don't want to be doing this till 4 o'clock in the morning. But the way porn is presented now is dangerous.
Yeah.
But there's also, I don't think personally, others might disagree, I don't think there is anything necessarily wrong with looking at pornography. You can argue about exploitation and all of those kind of things and the ethics of it. Okay, and that's... But the fact that porn is there, I personally don't think there is anything shameful about looking at porn that has... I'm going to qualify, and I don't want to qualify because it's too late to qualify. I don't think there's anything shameful in looking at porn.
Yeah. It's trying to work out. I mean, consent is difficult to be sure about.
Yeah, of course it is.
It can look like it's consensual, and yet you don't know what's happening behind the camera.
You got no idea. And that was the extra mile I was going to avoid, because it's at 20 to 12. That's a heavy thing. Is any porn consensual? Is any porn, you know, ethical? Yeah. I don't know. And there's probably a strong argument that actually, no, it isn't. But what can I say?
Let me ask you another question then. What potential do you think that Twitch has that radio doesn't have? you know, in terms of moving forward. I mean, the potential of this format, of this medium, what can you achieve on it? Because, like, it's very unstructured, but sometimes unstructured can be a problem. It can be like, it makes it harder when there's not a fixed structure. Mm. Do you know what I mean? And sometimes you may have to do more preparation because you don't have the structure of so many, like when you're on talk radio, you know that the first 7 minutes is a news item and then you've got to fill 20 and then you've got another, you've got some commercials. And
let me go first, and Catherine, I will allow you. Then maybe I'd like to hear your input, Catherine. But we have been lucky in that for the last 4 years, we have done a show that has become less and less structured as we went on. And to the point where we're doing very little prep. This show, we do zero prep. Zero prep. For the first few weeks, we'd sit here with all these tabs open with different news stories. And now we just kind of come and go. And I think what I need to do is I need to completely deconstruct everything and get rid of every little bit of furniture in here and then start building up.
Yeah.
And then start building up, which is what we're kind of doing with the quiz on the Thursdays and the changing rooms on the Fridays. I need to clear everything out and then we can start building up. And I've said this a couple of times, and it's like we're blindfolded in a dark room and we're sort of, at the moment, we're just doing this. We're just reaching out a little bit and I want to be shoving my arms wide out and I want to be reaching and I want to be walking forward and I want to find where the walls are. I've got no idea where the walls are.
Catherine? I agree. And I think that when we first came in, we were feeling like we were going to bring the show we already did to this different medium. But actually, it's not the same thing at all. And I take great inspiration from the people that we raid. For example, like Janelle, I saw some things that she's doing. You think, how would that work for us? And Black Mario, Sinjin the other day. And I think what people really like, rather than expecting we never did super polished, smooth show, because you can get that everywhere. The point about our show is that it was absolutely authentic and you could see the joints. Yeah. People like that because that's where they felt like, oh, right, so this is where I could come in, you know. Otherwise, I've done shows that have been super, super prepared and super structured, and there is no room for anyone else to come in. And what I really liked about what we did was that we'd start in a certain place, not knowing where we were going to end up, because it wasn't all down to us. And I like that element, and we'll keep that. But I think in terms of how we use visuals, how we communicate with people, and that kind of stuff, we're at the beginning of what could be quite a long journey. And I'm looking forward to it. And it won't be the same next month as it was last month. I can guarantee you that, because we're learning new little tweaks all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you very much. I mean, I'll keep tuning in. I'm subbing and enjoying. I am a Patreon subscriber, so I'm looking forward to what happens with that. So,
good.
Thank you.
Wish you the best of luck. Yeah.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Thanks
nice to talk
much.
To you, mate. I really enjoyed that.
Nice
to
talk
much.
To you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Cheers.
This is a Rabbit Hole production.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.